Hi, I'm Phil Latzman. Thank you for listening to KJZZ's audio service, which is supported by AARP, working to keep Arizona informed. Elections are around the corner. Know how, when, and where to vote. To get the latest information, please visit aarp.org/azvotes.
It comes down to lifespan versus health span. We're living longer, but we're not necessarily living healthier lives. That can lead to higher medical and caregiving costs. So how do we change things? Sarah Tom is an assistant professor at Columbia University in New York.
And to me, it really comes back to making those investments, starting with pregnant moms and investing in things like early childhood education, in school food and nutrition programs.
Caregiving can also lead to poor outcomes for the carer, who is often a family member.
I think that there also has to be more universal policies for being able to take time off from work to provide caregiving.
According to AARP, there are roughly 48 million people providing unpaid care to an adult family member or friend. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.